WGN, thanks for joining us. It's 3:50. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. We just have to get through today. Sarah Stegner is a two-time James Beard Award winner. She is chef and owner of Prairie Grass Cafe in Northbrook. Thank you so much for joining us, Sarah.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you.
I need you to tell everyone what regenerative agriculture is.
Okay, well, first let me say we are going to have a panel of experts talk specifically to this subject on April 15th at 7 p.m. on a Zoom call that is open to the public. You just need to register at the Local Food Forum. That's the website that you can find it. And just to give you a little brief idea of what it is, it's about how our farmers take care of our soil in order to protect it for future generations and to help heal the earth.
I'm married to a farmer. They take that business very seriously because that's...
Wow, I didn't know that. That's so cool.
Yeah, yeah. And so in what you do at Prairie Grass, you deal with farmers directly, right? I mean, there's so many people now... Many James Beard Award winners and many people who are recognized for their outstanding food and their restaurants and their contributions to what we consume in this society, and they're relying more and more on local farmers, right?
Yes, I think that the chef community has really embraced farmers that are selling locally in this area through Green City Market and a number of other really beautiful markets. They're available to the public. This dialogue that we're going to have on the Local Food Forum, it's called Better Dialogues, and it's conversations about things that are important to the community about local agriculture and why we need to support this and how it protects our access to great food. And chefs have kind of figured out that it's really important to do that in order to elevate the quality of what they serve. It's Mondays, every other Monday, and the first one, I am hosting it with Bob Benenson, who is the founder of Local Food Forum. He's an expert on all things local, and together we're going to talk about these different topics. The second topic is our farmers markets, and that'll be in 2 weeks after the 15th and then the 29th. And then the third one is about how teaching kids in school about food and farming can elevate that message and take care of kids in so many different ways.
Yeah, I think I love when I go past an elementary school and there's a garden, a food garden in the, near the grounds where they have recess. Because I think if you teach kids at a young age to grow their own food, they become better connected to it and they have a greater understanding.
Yes, it's so important. It gives them choice. It gives them the ability to understand how to nurture themselves. There's so many positive things that come from that. And we'll have a panel of experts talking about that as well. People from the community like Alex DeSorbo from Pilot Light and Sebastian White from the Evolve Network are among those that will be having that conversation. But coming April 15th is Marty Travis from Spence Farm, Greg Wade, who is everybody's favorite bread chef. He's Publican Quality Bread, and Tim Brown from Broadview Farms. And then we have Paul Lightfoot from Patagonia. He is Patagonia Provisions, and he is the head of the Regenerative Organic Alliance board. So I think we've pulled together a beautiful group of experts to talk on the 15th.
Yeah, I love the fact that Tim Brown was a tech guy and decided he wanted to raise and produce chickens organically, so he left his tech career behind and became a farmer in Marengo.
Yeah, and Marengo is really close. It's a stone throw from the restaurant, which is pretty exciting that we have farmers all around us contributing to this.
That's wonderful. Where can people go to, I know you encourage people to sign up in advance to be a participant, or at least to view what is happening. It's all via Zoom, right?
Yeah, it's all via Zoom, and they need to go to the Local Food Forum website, and then they can sign up. There's a link there.
Okay, great. And when people come to dine at your place at the Prairie Grass Cafe in Northbrook, what would you suggest they have? They cannot visit and leave without trying what?
Oh, wow. That's just so loaded. You know what? It's a loaded question because what it is about seasonality. And right now, you're heading into that time of beautiful spring. We're touching on pea shoots that we get from Three Sisters Garden, and we can't wait for the asparagus to come in and the rhubarb, like those kinds of things. You look for those beautiful vegetables to celebrate the season.
And what do you do with rhubarb?
Oh, it is very versatile. I love it with duck. I think that's a delicious combo. I love it with ice cream and a little bit of raspberry that can bring that up. Strawberries, as soon as they hit in June, we'll have them on. So yeah, it's great, and it's in a lot of gardens in the area. This is something that, you know, your family grows, your mother grows. Almost everybody has a rhubarb plant. Really interesting.
I have one popping up right now, and it's from the same plant that my mom's had for 35 years.
That is amazing. Amazing.
It is. It's just great. That's why I wanted to know what you do with it. I never thought of pairing it with duck. That's a great, great idea. And when you sneak away, when you're in the city, where's a place you'd pop into that you like to grab a bite to eat?
Okay, well, I just have to say I love going to Public and Quality Bread. Greg Wade makes this thing. It's this bread that has sesame on it and then cheese in it and butter, and it is the best thing you ever ate.
All right, we're hungry already. Thank you so much for joining us and feeding us.
Thank you. Thank you, and I hope everybody comes on the Zoom. You will love it, and it's such good and important information to have. Thank you.
Excellent. Just Google Local Food Forum. You'll find out about Better Dialogues, the Pros of Regenerative Agriculture. It's happening Monday night at 7. Steve's News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.